Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Indeed, a good morning to our listeners tuned to 91.3 FM audio streaming at www.vocfm.co.za, 95.8 FM in the Bonnet, 90.7, 90.9 ocean to ocean. In this segment, we focus on the stem cell donor registration drive that is happening at the Goodwood Masjid, and we have CEO at Sunflower Fund, Alana James, with us. Good morning to you, Alana.
Good morning. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Then we have Dr. Wafiq Hamildin, the husband of Dr. Nabila, Ismail, that's been diagnosed with leukemia as well. Dr. Wafiq, assalamu alaikum to you. He's with us, not yet. Okay, we'll get him online. And we're also going to be speaking to Sheikh Ibrahim Tofa, who's the imam at the Goodwood Masjid as well. Alana, I'm smiling because, you know, we were promoting the Chuck Childhood Foundation's Festival of Hope, celebrating 40 years. And here we had the chance of recruiting people to become donors, a Sunflower Fund, as you've known the past weekend. And I think Saturday was a blast. We were overwhelmed when we saw the response for the entire morning and afternoon being so busy. Tell us about, you know, why it's so important to become a stem cell donor and your take on what happened the past weekend.
So I'm smiling ear to ear too, and I think you know, we were just chatting before we went on air how amazing it is to see people just come together to help someone, and in most instances it's someone they don't even know. And I think we don't always understand the importance of becoming a stem cell donor, because a lot of what people believe is that, you know, you must have had cancer in your family to potentially experience it yourself. And we see with a lot of the blood diseases that we work with, you know, it's not hereditary. So it comes out of the blue. It comes at all ages. And when somebody is diagnosed and is told that they need a stem cell transplant, it's generally the only way to survive is to get that transplant. And we would ideally like to have found a match within the first 3 months of getting the request from the doctor. So to build a strong registry means that we need a good, diverse registry. And we need as many people as possible. Your chances of finding a match is 1 in 100,000. And, you know, in our diverse South Africa, that those numbers are probably even higher than the general statistics out there. So more and more people need to step forward and register as a stem cell donor, and it's a painless process to register. And this weekend was amazing to see literally hundreds of people coming forward to register as a stem cell donor.
Indeed. Online we have Dr. Wafiq Hamildin, who's the husband of Dr. Nabila, has also been diagnosed in February, that is last month, and currently undergoing treatment as well. Dr. Wafiq, assalamu alaikum to you and a warm welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and the listeners as well.
You know, it's amazing when we're saying that we, you know, you're medical doctors, and we're looking at you being the tools, you know, given by God to assist others as well. And we're looking at Nabila being diagnosed with leukemia, and here you are, you know, at the forefront also speaking about this morning, you know, affecting not just yourself, but also we're looking at, you know, how this drive can actually improve the lives of so many others that's still on the registry awaiting a match. Dr. Wafiq, you want to just tell us in your experience, you know, with having a wife, being a doctor, being diagnosed, and what that means to you, and how you can share your story with our community.
Okay, so my wife was diagnosed just over 1 month ago, and she actually attended the GP. She had a bit of gastro, and the GP just noted that she seemed a bit pale. Decided to do a blood test, and the next day got the call to come into the doctor's room and to discuss the results. Initially, my wife was a bit worried. I thought surely it can't be something too serious. We already tried to calm down about what it could be. But when we got to the doctor's room, when I walked into the room, I already picked up the vibe in the room.
Yes.
It was obviously going to be bad news, and then doctor obviously broke the bad news to us, and it was a shock. You never actually think it's going to happen to you, that you're going to be on the side of bad news like this. We've broken bad news to many patients before, and it's just the experience is completely different, obviously, and humbling to be the one receiving the bad news. And since then, it's been up and down, obviously for down and up. But we've been taking it a day at a time. She's doing okay in hospital at the moment. We've been here since basically the day we got diagnosed. She's been here since then. And she's needed to move to isolation now because she's getting a bit weaker and the immune system isn't so strong anymore. So far, it hasn't even, I don't think it's really functioning for either of us. And what made it difficult was that once we got the diagnosis, we obviously knew, you know, to a certain degree what was to come. We knew about statistics and I think that scared her a lot as well and scared me.
Yes.
But we've been taking it a day at a time.
Indeed, and I think that is the best. You mentioned you don't think it has sunk in. I must tell you, when my grandson was admitted to Retros Hospital, that was the Friday, and the Sunday morning I went to him and I assisted my daughter, and she came back into the ward where he was in the high care, and she says, "Mommy, is this the same room that we came in on Friday?" So she wasn't registering at all. It's like, you know, on high on adrenaline that she's been for the entire weekend, and only then I started registering. So one can understand that as well. And I know Nabila's dad has been driving, you know, these these stem cell drives, you know, the donor drive, and I think it's been absolutely amazing. We were missing you, Wafik, this past weekend on Saturday. We wanted to meet you as well, but I'm sure we'll get our chance. We know that you're in the northern suburbs, and are happy to know that, you know, the Imam of the Gudud Masjid had also, you know, come on board with regards to the stem cell donor drive, and that is Sheikh Ibrahim Tofa. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum to you and a warm welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know that in the northern suburbs, you know, the imamah, they have their little committees for the northern suburbs, so they're very strong in their communities as well and in their committees. Sheikh Ibrahim, you have agreed to have this stem cell donor drive at the masjid. Tell us about, you know, your commitment to this and why you felt it was so important to perhaps, you know, include the Musallis and the broader community in this effort as well.
Okay, and Aisha, yes, of course, normally when, you know, we should respond to anyone. And sometimes when it comes closer to home, you feel it a bit more.
Indeed.
And that's when you really realize. So we normally do and support all drives, and but when it comes closer to home, then you really feel. Wafik is one of my students. I performed the nikah between Nabila and Wafik as well.
Oh,
and Wafik has been serving the masjid. He was, like I said, he was on the student. He taught in our school. He served on our Baitul Mal structure. And then, of course, when we started our wellness center in 2016, Wafik obviously was on board with that. In fact, he was part of the foundation of building that wellness center. And he serves still today. He still serves on it. And obviously, so from the masjid side, what can we do to assist and help, obviously, is that we obviously now at our wellness center, where they obviously serve, we decided to let's get on board and make it an awareness, you know, all the doctors and all the allied workers on board, get everyone involved, and then obviously the rest of the community involved in this drive.
Sheikh, Alana wants to speak to you as well.
I think I just wanted to say, you know, on behalf of not only the Sunflower Fund, but of our many patients and families out there, thank you for your support. Because, you know, as much as we can drive it and as much as we are there and ready to recruit donors and do education, you have formed a critical part, both with the families and the communities, in that this is a community effort. This isn't a person diagnosed. This affects our communities and it affects our country as a whole. And what we've seen, especially over this last weekend, it really has been our communities coming together, which is something we couldn't achieve without all of the support that we're getting. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. In fact, it's amazing, in fact, like for us to be partnering and being part with Sunflower Fund, it's really amazing to see. Sometimes you don't even know the good work people are doing out until you're affected by it.
Indeed.
And really, I met Charlene and coming to do the site visit, and really amazing person and the good work they are doing.
Totally committed. I must tell you, Sheikh, that on Saturday they were so busy that I think they didn't even have a chance to drink a glass of water or anything. They were standing and, you know, testing and taking those swabs for the entire day until 3:30. I must say, you know, a big thank you to them for their patience, but also, you know, not to forget to thank all those people who actually came out. Their patience, really, nobody walking out thinking that I'm going to sit here for an hour waiting to be tested. They had all those patients there waiting. I think that commitment from the community was absolutely stunning on Saturday, I must say, Alana.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is what it takes. It's the commitment of the donors, because it's not just a quick buckle swab. It's about being educated. It's about going through the process and remaining committed. And we saw that on the drive on Saturday. So that was really fantastic.
Okay. There's a question here that says, I donated blood to the Sunflower Foundation with a campaign for Nadir Arnold. Now, this was a couple of years ago, I think, when Voice of the Cape was also very actively involved. And she wants to know, or the listener wants to know, will I still be on the registry, or shall I go and donate again?
Okay. So once you've gone onto the registry once, you will remain on the registry until you are 60. But I always encourage you, we've got a toll-free number. So just give us a call. We can double-check that we've got all your correct contact details. And also, you know, up until, I think it was about 2.5 years ago, we tested our donors at a very low resolution. So the quality of our testing to put them onto the registry has increased dramatically. We are one of the world leaders in the quality of our typing. And, you know, it might be that it's a very low resolution. We might then request that if you're available, come through to the drive. And maybe we could retest you to be visible on the registry.
Are you also saying that if you're on the registry, to just make sure, often phone to find out whether you should update your details as well?
Absolutely. So when you become a donor, we do give you some information. And one of the items there is to request that when you change contact information, to please keep us up to date, whether you move or you change your cell phone number. Because when we find you as a match for a patient, we want to get hold of you as quickly as possible. And that just aids us in a process. You know, every donor gives us some contact details for two people we can contact if we can't reach them. But just remember, when we use that process, it's there as a backup, but it does take time. So if you can remain in contact with us, we've got a WhatsApp number, we've got our social media, and we've got our toll-free number. Just provide us with updates. It keeps your details there available, and we know that we can reach you should you be a match for a patient.
Just another question, to speed up the process, would you prefer people also maybe to fill in your form online or download it and come along with your form as well? There were questions asked on Saturday, so if you have, you know, people came and they were actually turned back because they had chronic ailments, they had eczema, or they had a condition, you know, chronic condition. So just to explain that to people, why it is not possible for them to be donors if they have any condition that's chronic.
Okay, so to answer both your questions, there is a process. So our toll-free number is answered by donor recruiters throughout the day. So you're welcome to phone and even pre-register for a drive, which means you can go through the medical questionnaires and we can actually then send you your forms. You can just print them. And then when you arrive, we still have to go through those forms with you, but then you don't have to complete them on site, which does make the process quicker. So you could pre-register and you can just call the toll-free number, which is 0800 12 10 82. And also what's really important is if people can visit either our social media or our website and just read up the conditions for becoming a donor, because then, you know, the key items have gone through and that also saves quite a bit of time, although we do check to make sure that you're fully aware of what you've committed to. And then with regards to chronic conditions, so when we start your prep, if you're a match for a patient, you know, there is a process that you need to go through, and we need you to come off medication that you're on. So if that's not possible, you aren't able to then receive the preparation to be able to become a donor. Also, some conditions that you might have under control might affect the patient once you've donated the stem cells through to them. So these criteria are global medical standards. It's not a Sunflower Fund criteria. So we follow all the global requirements for healthy donations, and that's to protect not only the donor, but the patient as well.
Indeed. From the Goodwood Masjid side, Sheikh, from what time to what time will you be hosting the Sunflower Fund for the stem cell donor registration drive?
So on Saturday, inshallah, it will be from 12:30 until 4:30, inshallah. And inshallah, we hope it won't be the first one only. In fact, I just spoke to my colleague this morning, Mona Hashim Qasim. He's our Amir of the Northern Suburbs.
Yes.
And he said he's already putting out his river as the next masjid up as an offering as a venue.
Oh, fantastic.
So, alhamdulillah, we were the first in Northern Suburbs. But inshallah, it will, throughout, we will roll it out. And Mona Abdul Khalik Ali from the MJC as well is also on board, the whole MJC. And inshallah, it will also be driven out throughout Cape Town, inshallah.
We'll continue.
Best
news, alhamdulillah.
In fact, Aisha, yes. We're going a bit further yes. for this coming Jumu'ah, inshallah. We've arranged, alhamdulillah, for within the northern suburbs, first to our sister masajid, that is first at our masjid ourselves on this Friday, Jumu'ah, Dr. Wafiq will be speaking and addressing the Jama'ah in this regard to encourage the people to come out on Saturday. And in Masjid al-Salam in
Athens Road.
Hugo Street. No, the
Hugo
one in Hugo Street.
Okay.
Our sister Masjid, Hugo Street in Kurut.
Okay.
As well as there will be Dr. Riyad Dawood will be addressing the Jama'ah there as well on Jumu'ah. And in Anderson Street, we have Dr. De Villiers, Fadi De Villiers.
Okay.
He will be addressing the Jama'ah there. And we'll also have a panorama and the Reitavacht and Altis River and the surrounding masajid. We will have doctors speaking there.
Indeed, you know, Chef.
All the imams, and they will also be highlighting on Jumu'ah.
Yes.
But we will have that extra bit for 5 minutes. The doctor that is serving at our wellness center will actually go out and be at that masjid just to promote it and to drive it and educate
inshallah.
People about the current...
Sheikh, I think it's absolutely amazing. And that is the northern suburb. There you have it, Alana. Unfortunately, this is where we need to end our interview for this morning. Alana, CEO at Sunflower Fund, that toll-free number is 0800-12-1082. Please call the number and do your pre-registration online as well. The web address is www.sunflowerfund.org.
You can't pre-register online because we want to go through the medical question. So you can call the toll-free number. We'll go through it with you, and that would be part of your pre-registration.
And then, Dr. Wafiq, the physical address for the Gurud Masjid?
So it's 127 Gurud Street, Gurud. Up to 130 Gurud Street, Gurud, I think.
Inshallah. And I'm sure you're just as excited, so we make dua, inshallah, that there's going to be a match for Nabila pretty soon. I mean.
Inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum to all of you, and all the best.
Thank you
so much, Alana. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.